在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, another in a series of chats from the recent TESOL, or Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages convention in New York.
My name is Azadeh Leonard, and I teach English at the College of Staten Island. I'm an ESL teacher, and I'm originally from Iran. I came here about a year and a half ago, and since I have a master's degree in TESOL, I, you know, started teaching here too.
So tell me a little bit about your students.
Well, my students are, they are college students, so I would say they are between the ages of 18 and maybe 45 or, you know, something like that.
Where do your students come from?
Oh, they come from all over. I mean, they come from Egypt, China, Korea, Colombia, where else? Lebanon, just anywhere, you know, anywhere you can think of.
Do you have any advice for students back in Iran who are learning English? Any things that now that you've been in the States here for a year and a half, any special advice for the students back home?
I would say watch a lot of movies, use a lot of movies, and also listen to music, English music, because that's how I learned English. I learned it through, I mean, movies and, you know, TV helped me a lot. Also satellite, because, you know, Iranian students, I mean, Iranians in Iran do have satellites, although it's illegal, but still they do have it. I would just say, you know, listen a lot. And then practice pronouncing the words. That's very, very important. I always tell my students to listen or to watch movies. That's how you learn English best.
Is there anything else you'd like to like to say about being an English teacher or being an Iranian English teacher or living in New York?
Well, well, I can only say that every day, it's all, you know, not just for my students, also for me. I mean, although I'm an English teacher and, you know, I've learned English, I still am learning. You know, I'm still learning new terms. I'm trying to understand them. There are many things that even I still have problems. I mean, things that deal with the tax system or with the government, like how you vote. There are many terms that I learned. Like caucuses. I mean, I had no idea what caucus meant. I hadn't even heard it.
And it's basically a big term for a meeting,
yeah,
right, where
I
people
know.
Get together
yeah.
And...
Yeah, I mean, the voting system here is so different from my country, and it was interesting to learn about the, you know, the delegates, super delegates, caucuses, all that, you know?
Well, I'm curious then, are your students following the presidential campaign? I mean, do you discuss this in class?
Yes, we do. We do discuss it, and I try to make them realize that it's very important for them to care about these things because they're part of this country now, and they, you know, as a person who lives in a certain country, no matter where you live, you have to care about what's going on, you know, because that's also, and especially because they are immigrants, it's important for them to know, for example, who becomes the next president, you know, and what's going to happen to them, you know.
Well, are there debates in class about, you know, Hillary Clinton versus Barack Obama versus John McCain? I mean, do you have to kind of tell them to to cool it, or do they get into debates about this?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, there were once we discussed, you know, about different candidates, and they, you know, and some of them had some ideas. You know, some of them were obviously Democrats, and maybe a few were Republicans. You know, so yeah, we did. I did have to like tell them, okay, you know, whatever your idea is, I'm sure it's great, but you know, just let's stop this.
Go on with the class.
Go on with the class. Yeah, exactly.
Azadeh Leonard teaches English as a second language at the College of Staten Island, part of the City University of New York. And that's Wordmaster for this week. If you're learning American English, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word at voanews.com. I'm Avi Arditi.